Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is wet. It is chilly. And that's just the way it's going to be for, believe it or not, about a week. Honest to goodness, this weather we've got right now, this is the weather we're going to have for the week moving forward. So just bear that in mind, whatever impact it might have, it's going to have. We'll get through it. I am absolutely appalled at the comments from that member of the Richmond City Council. It's not that big a deal. We fired the inspector general. And I just don't feel that I need to share it with anybody. Really? I don't think I don't have. Listen, ma'am, I don't know how to break it to you. You're supposed to be representing your constituents. You're a part of the city council because folks in your district voted for you and said, please do what's right. When you've got somebody else of the city council like Reba Trammell, who we know is the real deal, saying, hey, something doesn't smell right here. Sorry. Somebody's got to look into this, and hopefully somebody will. And, of course, here's another shock. City of Richmond once again screwing up water processing. I would feel sorry for the mayor, but he's been there a while. So, dude, you don't get the, hey, you're the new guy on the job thing anymore. You got to get your act together. All right, I feel better now. You know what else I feel better about? President Trump's one big, beautiful bill made it through the House of Representatives. It's over there now in the United States Senate. I want to find out exactly what's going on, how it's going on. My friend, my congressman, John McGuire, represents our 5th District here in our beloved Commonwealth. He is joining us. Mr. Congressman, welcome, my friend.
Hey, it's good to be here, Jeff. Thanks for having me. I hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. Anything go on this weekend?
I did. You know, John, I had what I consider to be one of the highest honors of my life. I was invited to read some of the names that are inscribed there at the Shrine of Memory at the Virginia War Memorial. We did a marathon. Every one of those 12,000 names was read yesterday. So that pretty meaningful, my friend. It really was.
That's amazing. Well, I was in Arlington with President Trump, J.D. Vance, Pete Hegseth, and veterans from all backgrounds. But what really struck me was it's a very somber, sacred place and a lot of tears. But there were a handful of World War II veterans. I got a chance to speak with them. Average age 99 to 104 years old.
Wow.
They said there's less than 1,000 World War II veterans still with us. And to hear their stories and to be there on that day, it was just a huge honor. And I'd always wanted to be there for that, but always somewhere else in the district or doing something.
Right.
But to be up there for this part of this history, a very somber, sacred ground. And just so glad that we have a president that, you know, I don't know if you saw President Trump's speech,
yep.
But he was very reverent, very respectful to our military.
It was such a beautiful contrast. Just last year, as you recall, the then Vice President Kamala Harris sent out a tweet that said, enjoy your long weekend, and that was it. And you think, oh, good Lord, do you not have some concept of what this is all about?
I know, it's nuts. I mean, we wouldn't have a country without these men and women that gave their all for us. And so, you know, at a minimum, we, you know, I certainly want people to have barbecues and time with their family and friends, but you gotta honor and remember our fallen.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what does that mean to you, especially, John? I mean, here you are, you're serving us as our representative in Congress, but you were a Navy SEAL, for goodness sakes. You served this nation, and you could, I mean, I hate to say it, but you could have just as easily been one of the fallen, and you were ready to make that sacrifice. It must be doubly, triply meaningful for someone like you, a true American hero.
Well, it's a very special day, a very special time. But, you know, we lost a lot of my friends since 9/11. We lost more SEALs since 9/11 than the history of the Navy SEALs. But all branches of service, you know, fought for our freedom. And, yeah, it's just a very, you know, like I said, very sacred, somber thing. And, yeah, you know, to be up there with Pete Hegseth, you know, there were a ton of every branch of military was there. I sat with the Secretary of the Navy and a bunch of those folks. But you can talk to I spoke to the young military guys, and they said morale is way up. Recruitment is way up because of this president. and of course, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great thing to see. Recruitment up, morale is up. President Trump has made clear, hey, the military has a vital function, and being involved in some of the crazy stuff we saw for the last couple of years, yeah, we're getting out of that business. I just love it.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a huge honor to be part of this American history that's unfolding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Congressman John McGuire is joining us. Let me remind you, he represents the 5th District. That's my district. John has been my friend forever. He's been my congressman now, and I'm thrilled that he is. I think he's doing great work up there. Tell us a little bit about this big, beautiful bill from the president. Some rough waters there in the House, but you got it through. Now what happens to it?
Well, you know, one thing I told one person in the press, I said, you know, I've been there probably 120 days or so, so I've got it all figured out. I got no more questions. Yeah. So I've got a lot to learn. I'm new. But what I understand is it's not normal for the U.S. Senate or to work side by side with the House of Representatives on a reconciliation bill. But this is an exception. We worked close at hand with them to make sure that we didn't have something called a fatality. There's something called a bird rule. So with a reconciliation bill, as long as we follow the rules, we only need 51 U.S. senators to pass it. If we put something in there that increases spending, things like that, it can cause us to require 60 votes. And that means we have to find 7 Democrats. And, you know, if you find 7 Democrats, you're going to get a whole lot more stuff you don't like. So right now we have a bill that, you know, I would say no bill is perfect. There's some things I don't like, some things I do like. But we were able to pass it with a small majority, and going over to the U.S. Senate, we only need 51. Now, we have 53 U.S. senators. Now, if we added some things that a lot of people are asking for, it would be a fatality. It would require us to go from 51 votes to 60 votes. So right now, we managed to work with the parliamentarian on the U.S. Senate side, and we only need 51 votes. Now, they're not going to have a lot of surprises. I've seen some things in the news, like, I don't like this and I don't like that, but nothing should be a surprise on the U.S. Senate side. However, there's probably going to be some changes, and it'll come back to the House, and then hopefully we'll come to an agreement, and then President Trump will sign it into law before the 4th of July. That's the plan.
Okay. Well, that to me is spot on. It's another one of these things where you get up there, and you know this certainly from your service at the state level, and I would imagine just even exponentially worse up there, but nobody gets 100%, right? I mean, this is all about working together and trying to get the best deal possible. You just can't let perfection be the enemy of excellence.
That's right, because the alternative would be to let the Trump tax cuts expire, and that would be the largest tax increase on Americans in history. It only passed by one vote, but you know, it's complicated business. But we'll get it over to the U.S. Senate, and there's some folks there. We're just having, you know, Trump's working really hard with them.
Yep.
There'll be some back and forth, but again, the alternative is bad. But this bill has a lot of good stuff. It reduces the deficit by $1.6 trillion, which is a step in the right direction, not enough. It funds Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which is very popular with Americans, and it lowers the cost of take-home pay for Americans families by up to $13,000. Let's see. If you're a Second Amendment person, which I definitely am, it gets rid of the $200 suppressor fee for suppressors. The tax stamp, I'm sure you heard that. It defunds Planned Parenthood. You know, taxpayer dollars should not go towards abortions and Planned Parenthood, so that's good.
That's right.
About no tax on tips. All the Democrats said every day, every interview, was tax cuts for the billionaires, tax cuts. That's all they ever said. But billionaires don't care about tips. Tax on tips is the working class folks that are trying to make ends meet. So no tax on tips is huge. And as a law enforcement guy, you know I'm a big supporter of our law enforcement. We've got no tax on overtime. And I was told the average law enforcement officer around the country puts in 20 hours overtime per week. Now, it's not just, it's also other first responders. But for our law enforcement guys, no tax on overtime, that's a game changer.
Sure is.
And there's just, you know, of course, I think it's a $4,000 tax deduction for Social Security for retired seniors. So if you're retired, living on Social Security, you're going to have a $4,000 tax deduction, which I hear is a pretty big impact. Yeah. And they're going to double the child tax credit. So for the everyday American, not the billionaires, it's making a big difference.
Sure is. Sure is. I'll tell you the other thing that's coming out of this, and this is another one of those, the legacy news media and the leftists, I mean, they operate together. They're beating up the president. They're beating up Republicans in the House because allegedly this big, beautiful bill is taking health care away from the disabled. It's taking things away from the disability community. Now, you know, I mean, that's as near and dear to my heart as it gets. And
that's right.
I have tried so hard to explain to people that is not being done. You know, you and the president need some defense on this, and I'm there to lend my voice, my friends. I'll tell you that.
No, definitely. You know, and I would say that what it's doing is it's right-sizing Medicaid. And what I mean by that is we identified a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. And by eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse and making sure the people that need it get it,
yep,
you have more money for them.
Right.
And so there's a lot of folks that we found an incredible number of people that are here illegally in our country getting Medicaid expenses. And that's not fair. That's not fair to the American taxpayer. So we're going to right-size it. And by the way, you know, we're trying to go back to the original intention of Medicaid. You know, and the work requirements for those that are able to work, I think there's dignity in work.
Right.
You probably know I grew up in foster homes,
yeah,
9 different elementary schools. My wife doesn't like it when I say it, but it's debatable. I turned out okay. But I remember, I'm 56 years old, and I remember one of those foster homes gave me a responsibility after dinner every night. I had to sweep the floors.
Okay.
And I probably wasn't great at it, but my foster father said, "You're the best floor sweeper I've ever seen," and it just made me feel important.
Yeah.
There is dignity in work,
sure,
and I think the goal of these safety net programs is to get you back on your feet so you can be a productive member of society. So we're right-sizing it, make sure the people that need it get it.
That's right.
And we're getting rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse so we can help the right people and help more people.
Absolutely. That's exactly what needs to be done. Hey, I'm just about out of time, but I want to give you the opportunity, if you don't mind. Number one, let me remind everybody, Congressman John McGuire is here, represents the 5th District in our beloved Commonwealth. But for folks who may need to reach out to you or some of your staff, just give everybody the website and make it nice and easy for them.
Sure. We're helping people with IRS problems, Social Security problems, Veterans Administration problems, helping you navigate government. Check out our website, mcguire.house.gov, and you can get our phone number, email, mail-in address, all that stuff, mcguire.house.gov. We'd love to help you out.
I love it. I always appreciate you making time for us, my friend. That is Congressman John McGuire, one of the good guys. There's a lot of heavy lifting up there. There's a lot of difficult stuff to do. And not surprisingly, my friend John McGuire has once again stepped right up to the plate to help out. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.